So this story starts with my obsession. I found this new obsession in my life, and I came across it on accident. I really didn't mean to, but I became obsessed with little girls and softcore kiddie porn. It all started, I had, you know, my social media like TikTok and Instagram. They have those algorithms, right? They figure out what you like to watch and they give you more. And I happened to, I believe it just was feeding me like these funny videos of children, you know. You know the videos I'm talking about, like little snippets of toddlers and elementary school kids just being silly and funny. And Instagram really started feeding me more and more things to do with kids. I mean, practically my whole feed was filled with kids. And at that point, I didn't think anything of it until I came across this one profile, and it was this little girl from another country because she's had this ethnic look to her. And every Instagram photo and video she put out, she was topless. She was probably like, I don't know, 7 years old. And I had never seen a girl topless. I mean, I was a girl at one point, but I don't remember what that looked like. But there was something about seeing this girl with her top off, her flat chest, because she was just 7. So it's not like I was seeing tits, but it felt like it felt naughty to see her with her top off. And she was kind of dancing a little provocatively. And I felt this twitch inside my pussy, like, it throbbed, and it surprised me. I felt ashamed at first. I really did. I felt ashamed, but I found myself looking at her whole profile. I just binged myself into her profile, and I loved every second of it. And I looked up more and more profiles of girls that were showing off their little elementary school bodies, their sweet, smooth, hairless skin, their adorable faces. But there's just something about their little underdeveloped bodies that really got me going. And the more I looked at these Instagram profiles, I got interested in looking at the comments and got surprised that there were so many men out there. I mean, maybe they were women. Let me not just say it was men, but many profiles that would comment how beautiful they were. And they'd leave, some of them would leave these links there. And I got curious one day and I click the link. Now, before I talk about what happened when I clicked this link, I'll tell you that, you know, the Instagram girls, as they were very, very enjoyable to use as my own personal softcore kiddie porn. I was wanting to watch more. I had this, I'd never thought about it before in my life, but I started thinking about actual child porn. Like, I don't know, I just wanted to see what was under those clothes that was on Instagram. Seeing that topless girl just made me want to see more. I became obsessed with seeing what was underneath their panties. Their cute, adorable little tiny asses. I wanted more, but I had no idea where to look. I mean, like I said, I'd never thought about this before. And plus, I didn't want to get in trouble, you know? I mean, it's illegal. But that one time on Instagram, I clicked on a link because I kept seeing it. I kept seeing all the posts that I liked. And I clicked on it, and it sent me to somewhere with actual, explicit child porn. Some of it was pretty tame, just little girls in bikinis. I later found out they're called non-nudes. But some of them were very explicit. Tiny little girls opening their legs for the camera. Even pictures of men on top of girls. Pictures of girls, little girls sucking cock. I was obsessed. I was like thrown back at how hot it was. I wanted more and more and more. I wanted to see more men using these little girls. Because the thing is, it wasn't about girl on girl for me. Like, I think women are gorgeous, but that's about it. I can appreciate a pretty woman, but I don't really have this desire to, you know, fuck them. But I definitely fuck them with a man there. Because I just love cock, I guess. And it was the same thing with the little girls. I just wanted to see little girls with men. And it got me thinking about myself being a little girl and my dad. And then that turned me on even more. Thinking about how hot it would have been if I had the experience of my own father molesting my little body or raping my little body. And I sought out child porn. I was addicted. I was hooked. I loved watching men destroy six-year-old girls on camera. That was my sweet spot, 6 years old, kindergarten. There's something about that age, especially seeing them stuffed with adult cock. I wanted so much more. I had masturbated and came to so much child rape porn. And I'm not talking sweet, you know, daddy-daughter child porn where the dad's just training the whole open. I'm talking these dads were raping the fuck out of these girls and nothing offended me. I wanted it harder even. And I actually started thinking about even seeking it out in real life. And I thought a long time about this because, you know, I didn't want to get in trouble, obviously. I can't just walk up to a man, a potential partner, and say, hey, will you rape a six-year-old for me without them wanting to throw me in jail? So, but I figured that was the way to go, though. Find a man to date and find a single man to date. One that had a daughter that was around 6 years old. I mean, I can't help that I like what I like. And I like six-year-olds. And so I did a lot of dating around in between all my child porn gooning. I would go meet men. And none of them, a lot of them, just didn't seem right. I can't explain it, but I knew I had to find a man that, for one, loved his children, but was a little bit malleable. One that I could shape, one that I could corrupt. Or I thought maybe I'd find myself lucky and find a real daddy kitty fucker, but I didn't plan on that. I knew that would be rare. So I did find the right man. He was perfect. He was so sweet. Such a good dad. He was single. The mom wasn't in the picture. And he had two daughters. He had a six-year-old named Katie and a three-year-old named Rose. And Katie was so fucking adorable. I was obsessed with her the moment I saw her, but I had to take it slow, right? I had to really, you know, maneuver myself into this man's life. I had to get him to trust me. I had to get to know his weak spots. And so I took it slow for a while. I kept my massive child porn collection private. But, you know, we fell hard for each other. I really did fall in love with him. He's a great guy. And, you know, I'd do these little fishing attempts where I'd see just how pervy he was. And he wasn't too pervy. At least he wasn't upfront about it. And one night, and this was after a while, we had dated. We were actually living together. And I gave him something to drink that night. I gave him extra beer that night because I wanted him nice and loose. And I got him nice and loose. And we went into the bedroom and I told him that I had a secret. I had a secret to tell him that I had this secret fantasy I'd never told anyone about, that I like to fantasize about my father when I was Katie's age. And I like to think about him molesting me and him making out with me. I started soft at first, right? And to my surprise, to my great surprise, Ron was into it. He definitely was into it. That night, we just dirty talked about my dad touching my sexual body. And, you know, he just kind of entertained my fantasy and definitely got into it. Because that night, I told him to rape me like I was his six-year-old daughter. And he fucked me harder than he ever fucked me that night. And I knew we were on the right path. And so I just kept bringing it up. And I'd go a little bit harder each time. Like the next time, I told him to fuck my mouth. Like he would fuck his six-year-old daughter's mouth. And I would just kind of tease the line, right? I'd say, you know, pretend I'm sweet little Katie. And I could tell he got a little squirmy and not a good way when I would bring her up, but he wouldn't stop. He would keep going. So I saw that as a good sign. And, you know, we just kind of dove into really naughty role playing and dirty talking, and it was fun and everything, but it wasn't on the level of my child porn. Nothing made me come like my child porn collection. So I decided to take it up a few notches. I started really talking about Katie. I started talking about how gorgeous she was. And we'd be in the living room watching TV and she'd be running around playing, and I'd tell him to look at how cute her little ass looks, and I'd bring him her used panties and we'd have sex, and I'd put her panties in his face and have him smell. I mean, you know, just safe things. And he really started taking a liking to Katie in a secret, naughty daddy way. And I loved it. I loved it because, for one, of course, it turned me on. But secondly, it turned me on so much to know I was corrupting him. I was turning him into a pedophile just like me for his own daughter. And I somehow talked him into taking pictures. Well, let me just say, I kind of forced it on him, but it didn't feel like force. One day, he was late from work, and I told Katie to come in my bedroom with me. And I took my phone, and I told her that she was going to be my model, and I wanted to dress her up, and I just took pictures of her. Like, they were pretty innocent, and I think the naughtiest thing I did was have her lift up her little dress and show her panties. She thought that was silly, but I took those to the bedroom that night and put the picture of Katie on my phone, and I put it right on my chest as he was on top of me, fucking me. And I would tell him to imagine he was sneaking into Katie's bedroom at night and to fuck me as hard as he would fuck her. It was so fucking hot. So, you know, I told him that we could take more pictures, and we did. We took more pictures and more revealing clothing. And, you know, we had our own non-nudes of Katie. And then it turned into naked pictures. I had corrupted him that far. I had corrupted a father to want to undress his daughter in front of a camera. And fuck, it was so hot. He fucked me even harder after we took those pictures because he wanted more. I mean, at that point, he was making the shots on the pictures, which told me I'd fully corrupted him. And I kept putting little thoughts into his head, like when we would be in the bedroom, you know, fondling each other. He would be fingering me, I'd be stroking him, and we'd be looking at that sexy little six-year-old Katie, and I'd tell him, I wonder what that pussy feels like. I wonder how tight her little hole is. And I'd make little suggestions like, you know, one night we should bring her in here and we'll both touch her together. It'll be fun and sweet. We won't hurt her. And it turned into that, where Ron was lightly molesting his daughter. And Katie didn't think anything of it. I mean, she just went along with it. It didn't hurt. In fact, she really liked it. And then one night, this was all him. It wasn't me. I mean, this is how well my corruption had sunk into his total being. It's during our fun naked time where we would just lightly touch Katie. Just out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. He flipped her over on her back, spread her legs, and started rubbing his cock between her little tiny itty-bitty pussy. Fuck, it was so goddamn hot. And I thought that was what he was going to do, but no, he went further. It was like I was watching someone overcome with so much lust, and he didn't even do the light kind of child porn hole training I've seen. No, Ron, he took her hard. You know, he just rubbed it up and down. I bet just getting that little hole lubricated with pre-cum. And he rammed his cock hard into his six-year-old daughter. And I was fucking speechless. Speechless in the best fucking way. And Katie was just crying. She was crying for her daddy to stop, which made it even hotter. Hotter to me. And I actually went over and held her legs apart for him because she was trying to kick him away. And, you know, it was adorable because she's so fucking tiny. She wasn't getting her dad away. He was so much bigger than her. And I held her little legs open and helped him rape her forcefully. God, it was like he was trying to split her open. It was, I mean, her little pussy was so goddamn tiny. So fucking tiny. And somehow he had forced inside of her. And that happened just many, many nights afterwards to my fucking pleasure. And I would film. I started filming it, creating my own live child porn to enjoy. And then this was I had not made any kind of hint at Rose, the younger daughter, the three-year-old. Because, I mean, I had seen three-year-old child porn, and sure, it was hot, but like I said, there was something about that six-year-old age that really got me going. And, you know, one night it was time for our nightly playtime because, yes, Ron was raping his daughter every fucking night. He was raping Katie every night, and it was so goddamn, it was perfect. But this one night, he told Katie to go get her sister Rose and told Katie to go to bed. And I thought, no, he isn't. Oh, my God. And he brought Rose up on the bed. And there was no fun playtime. None at all. I couldn't believe my eyes. I could not believe my eyes. Just try to imagine a three-year-old. That's preschool. Three-year-old preschooler. So tiny. I mean, she just was 2 years old not so long ago. Didn't have so much vocabulary. I mean, that little slut was so fucking dumb. Kids are dumb. They all are, but especially that age. And he split her little legs open that first night. And I watched him struggle to get inside of her little three-year-old cunt. He struggled so fucking hard, and it was so goddamn hot. Eventually, he got maybe a quarter of his cock in there, and it didn't matter. He just kept pumping inside that itty-bitty thing, and I couldn't help myself. I couldn't believe myself because I guess I was this secret pedophile woman that had some kind of morals, which sounds fucked up, but I did have some kind of morals to where, yeah, I'd watch three-year-olds get fucked, but I didn't love it. I thought they were probably a bit too young. But when I saw Ron struggling inside that hole ripping the fuck open for his cock because it was so goddamn tight, I told him to fuck her harder. I did. I told a man to rape his three-year-old daughter harder. Hurt that little bitch. That's what I said to her. I remember saying that. Hurt that little bitch harder with your cock. And she was so goddamn tiny, screaming. I even put my hand over her mouth and said I was tired of her dumb little face crying, that I wanted to just focus on the hardcore raping. And that's what we did every fucking night. He took his choice. sometimes both of them, sometimes one or the other, just brutally pounding each one of the girls. And I instructed every single night, my own personal child porn. I had Ron standing up, like on his feet, his daughters, you know, straddling him like he's picking them up and fucking them standing up, which was my fucking favorite because I could see every thrust. I could watch his balls just slap against their little tiny asses. I could watch their little assholes just kind of like pucker a bit as he thrust his cock into those holes that were too tiny. I even put the girls on top of him and grabbed their tiny little waist and grinded them against their daddy's cock, helping a father rape his girls over and over again. And yeah, it was just heaven. It was literal child fucking heaven. But I wanted to find Ron Moore. I wanted him to fuck girls of all ages. I mean, I wanted them no older than 6. I wanted a 5-year-old. I wanted a 4-year-old. I even started craving and becoming obsessed with a 2-year-old, a fucking 2-year-old, a toddler. And I was so turned on by it. And I wanted to find the most like weak girls. Like, I'm talking like drug addict daughters. Daughters of drug addicts. So it didn't matter how rough he was. It didn't matter if they came home from bruises on their thighs from me holding their legs apart. It didn't matter if their little tiny toddler pussy was ruined from bronze cock because their mom's a piece of shit and they're probably a drug baby anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter. I just wanted more and more child sex, seeing my boyfriend brutally pound and rape little girls. So that's why I'm now a daycare worker, because I'm here hunting. I'm hunting for little toddlers and preschoolers for my pedophile boyfriend to fuck and rape and destroy for his pedophile girlfriend.